Good morning, 6:39 a.m. on August the 9th, 2013, Friday morning. I got 15 in a little bit here. Let's see. Tell me, Endomondo, what is my time? It's going to be 16 in a little bit if it doesn't come off soon. So yesterday was paperback day again, and even into this morning. I finished Quarter Share. It's conversion to PDF with all the little graphical pieces in it, with all of the graphical section breaks, with all of the chapter headings that have the compass rows, same way the ebook does. Is Endomondo stopped? It did. It stopped at 15:08. Minutes a mile. I don't think so. $15.29. That's probably close. Okay. Yesterday was, we took an hour, a little more than an hour, to get the younger daughter registered, and that's after 3 false starts. First, we left without the paperwork, and we left without the book. She had an overdue library book. Then we left without the checkbook so I could pay her fees. Turns out we didn't need the checkbook because A, she didn't have any fees to pay. B, they would have taken Visa. So next year I'll know. So we got in and got out. She's registered. The wife is home today. She's going to take the girls out shopping. She's supposed to be studying for her archivist exam, which is next week, I think, in New Orleans. So yeah, next week is going to be not exactly party week, but I'll have to get the kids back to school on Thursday. One kid goes back to school on Thursday. Other kid is, she goes to move into college a week from Thursday. Good morning. So next week is a good audio production week. I got voice lines that I owe to people. Congrats to PC Herring for making his auditing exam. Excellent news. And it made me think of it because I've got lines that I owe to him. I've got lines I could record for Abby Hilton to get ahead of that before she gets too far ahead of me. She asked for 3 chapters. I gave her 6 the last time, so perhaps she's got a bit to keep us going. I've still got Ravenwood to produce. Not Ravenwood, Zephyr's Call to produce. So that's something I should do next week, or at least get started on. So dog days of podcasting. I have to confess that I haven't really tuned up the feed, although I have it in my catcher. I haven't actually downloaded any of it. I should fire that up. I haven't put a new podcast on this machine, this player, forever. I think I've been through all of them too. About a month's out of date. I'm so far out of date. But I have to say, I'm feeling more and more like I'm getting back in the groove of things. I still have 2 books left to publish in E. I still have all of the books to actually publish in paper. I was looking at Ravenwood, which is currently published with a CreateSpace ISBN number. And I think I'll probably leave that one. Although I should probably fix the cover. I'm working on the cover. The back block to hold the cover blurb is too big. When I got a galley last summer sometime, I think. Certainly last fall. I got a galley and the box on the back went almost to the binding. And that was like, no, that's way too big. But when I shrunk it down, there's a hole underneath it, which I shouldn't have been surprised about. It took me a little bit of finagling to fix. I'm really happy with the books, so with the covers. The artist did a really good job. I forget, just remember who it was. Oh, Kip Ayers. I should put a cover credit on the inside. He really did come through for me on those covers. That was pretty, pretty wonderful. I have to see if I can find all of the pieces of South Coast. Steve Cousins, who did that cover. I asked him to send me a layered PSD so that I could adjust it as I work through the various kinds of books. And he sent one PSD for each layer. I have to go find them. They're in my inbox somewhere. Shouldn't be too hard. I know his name, so filter for the name and I'll be good. Assuming I haven't done something rash like delete them. It's chilly this morning. I put 60 on the photo, but I think it's closer to 55. It's quite cool. It's quite delicious, actually. But hiking along, I worked up a sweat. So yeah, that was not a bad week's work. I got double share corrected one, so I'm collecting typos. I'll run another file up here in another day or so. Got a quarter share. I really need to go through and check to make sure that I've got quarter share. Typos in. The reason I say that was that I discovered one while I was working on the text. Walking and not talking, am I? So what I'm thinking about is kitty litter. Captain Share is the book that has the kitty litter in it. People who heard me talk about kitty litter in the book, or at cons and stuff, who had not actually listened to Captain Share, always said kitty litter. I'm trying to explain why kitty litter. And to begin with, it was an idea that came from my daughters who were out to dinner. I said, I've got to have this can full of stuff. What should I put in it? And after several hilarious suggestions, one of them said kitty litter. And I thought, you know, that might actually work. The problem is that when you're dealing with the kind of economy that exists in this interstellar space, the trouble, the challenge, is to create believable cargoes. That's why food, like fish, like bulk grains, like vegetables to a certain extent, they come up from planets. Manufactured goods can be made in orbit, but if the raw materials to make the manufactured goods are on the planet, then it makes more sense to make the goods on the planet and bring the manufactured goods up, because that's the highest value cargo that you can transport easily. So one of the challenges here is to find cargoes that you can bring up from the surface that makes sense to bring up from the surface. So Fuller's Earth, which is what kitty litter is a sedimentary byproduct. It's kind of a kind of product that happens from running water and particular kinds of dirt mixed together that creates Fuller's Earth. And it is highly prized for an absorbent and also for use in ceramics. So it was a small step from that little tiny bit of research to rocket nozzles, ceramic rocket nozzles. And ceramic rocket nozzles need clay and they need sand. So three cans, one sand, one clay, and one Fuller's Earth, or kitty litter, became a priority cargo based not on the value of the material itself, which was actually quite high, surprisingly high, but on some intercompany wrangling that put heavy, overly burdensome conditions on failure to deliver on time. So yeah, it was an interesting thing. It was a MacGuffin. I have a lot of MacGuffins, and it's I think, who is it? Alfred Hitchcock. The MacGuffin is something that moves the plot forward, but the plot is not about the MacGuffin. MacGuffin. The MacGyver. So yeah, it's an interesting little tightrope we walk when we build stories like this. And of course I don't outline, so I have no idea when we start out what we're going to run into. Part of the excitement for me is discovering it as we go. A lot of people who really spend a lot of time plotting and planning, and I just can't do it that way. The plotting and planning happens as the story unfolds. Oh, and I've got to get some new stories to unfold here pretty soon, too. Woohoo! I'm going to get behind this. I'm going to get this all behind me. It's all going to be out. I won't have anybody else whining that it's been written. Why isn't it published? It's not, oh, for crying out loud. Okay, and Armando's not going to tell me what my second mile is this morning. It thinks I still have 1/10 of a mile to go. That's because that's how much I walked before I turned it back on again. But it's about another 17 minutes. So yeah, I'm going to shut it off because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.